This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hey there, this is Audrey Raj. Thank you for joining us on Open for Business. Now, on the show today, we'll be speaking to the co-founder of Pay with Split, Dylan Tan. Now, Pay with Split, or Split as it's better known, is a buy now, pay later fintech provider that allows businesses to offer their customers the choice of paying in up to 3 interest-free installments without a credit card. Since April last year, more than 250 brands have signed with Split, including brands like Dyson, Lorna Jane, and Gamers Hideout as well. And apparently, in just these last few months, they've also successfully generated some 10 million ringgit in revenue for Malaysian businesses with their BNPL concept. Dylan, thanks for staying on the line and welcome to Open for Business.
Hi, Audrey. Thank you for having me.
So let's start with the concept of buy now, pay later. Now, what makes the Malaysian market ripe for a concept like this right now?
Yeah, I think for context for your readers, buy now, pay later is a really popular payment method around the world. You would have seen it with the likes of Afterpay in Australia or Klarna in Europe or recently Affirm in the US. But in this part of the world, buy now, pay later is really in its infancy. The goal is that we can give consumers a more favorable way to shop and pay. You can pay in up to 3 interest-free installments every month, basically spreading your budget according to your salary cycle. So it makes that gives you that purchasing confidence. I think Malaysia is really attractive, not just as a market, not just because I'm Malaysian. Mm-hmm. But I think there is, us Malaysians, we have a growing middle class. The next generation of adults are reaching that point in their life where they can start spending. We also see a rapid rise of digital payments with e-wallets, your debit credit cards, your FPX bank transfers. But I think the missing piece of the puzzle is the element of consumer financing or point of sale credit, where there's a very small proportion of credit card users in Malaysia. So really, Malaysians don't have an alternative. So that's where we come in.
Okay. How does the platform work? Maybe you can give us a 101 and also like the main benefits of this concept to consumers, aside from not having to chalk up the full settlement amount when we buy something.
Yeah, so Split works on e-commerce stores, so online, some websites that sell stuff. We are also available in physical retail outlets, and we're also available basically anywhere that businesses run. So for example, if you're selling on Instagram or Facebook, you also see Split there on occasion. When the consumers are shopping, let's say online on an online store, they would have Split as a payment option at checkout. And if they choose Split, they get redirected to our payment page to register and make their first installment payment. So say your purchase is 300 ringgit, you pay 100 ringgit today to Split. And what Split does is we pay the merchant upfront in full for that full 300 ringgit. And then every month you, the consumer, pay us back in 30 and or 60 days, thereby helping you spread your budget. It's completely free of charge for consumers. Yeah. It almost sounds too good to be true, but
it is. There's no processing fee to this, right? So how do you make your cut then?
Yeah. So for consumers, it's completely interest-free, no hidden fees or charges or whatsoever that we charge. We make money from the merchants using something called a success fee. Basically, that's the only way we make money. When we deliver a sale to our merchants, the merchant will pay us a small percentage cut of that order. No annual fee, no maintenance fee or integration fee. So really, we only get paid if we deliver sales to the merchants who partner with us. We're now partnered with more than 300 merchants in Malaysia and have more signing up every day.
Yeah. Is it capped at 3 installments?
We kept it at 3 installments right now. So typically for our average order sizes for our customers, that seems to be the sweet spot.
So merchants make up the other half of the community that can benefit from buy now, pay later, right? Why is this a good idea for them? Do you provide some form of lead generation?
Absolutely. So I think first off for the core buy now, pay later product, typically when merchants partner with us, they will see incremental revenue coming in. I mean, it's a no-brainer, right? When you offer interest-free installments to your consumers, you don't need a credit card. You can use a local debit or credit card from any bank. it makes it easier for your consumers to, you know, instill their confidence for purchasing. They feel they can spread out their budget over a number of months. Therefore, you know, with that confidence, they are more likely to buy. So you as a business, you tend to see incremental sales when you're offering split.
So I understand that the emergence of Buy Now, Pay Later has given rise to a new generation of shoppers whose, you know, shopping, spending, and even budgeting habits differ from those who are used to paying upfront for everyday items, like the old school shoppers like me. So maybe you can talk to us about this new generation of shoppers and how they will benefit from BNPL.
Yeah, so our average user right now is about 26, 27 years old. They're a young millennial or typically an old Gen Z or older Gen Z, I would say. I wouldn't call them old. I think we've seen the trend where these next generation of adults typically have an aversion towards credit cards or traditional forms of debt. I think the reason this happens is, I think I can say for myself, and I think a lot of listeners can relate, growing up, I would see people who get stuck in that vicious snowball of debt, whether it's from credit cards or personal loans or traditional forms of credit. And I think seeing that and experiencing that growing up, that gives us an aversion towards, let's say, a credit card. And therefore, we have seen the trend where credit card penetration is dropping. Usage of credit cards and issuance of credit cards, especially in Malaysia, has not risen, especially last year. And I think it also comes from a feeling of distrust of traditional financial institutions. And therefore, there's an opportunity for Split to deliver a more favorable, more transparent, more consumer-friendly alternative. So, and by design, Split is literally impossible for anyone to get into a snowball of debt. So I think that's why we've seen a very huge take-up from Malaysians. And they feel like, you know, this is a more friendly way to shop and pay.
You just said that there's literally no chance of them falling into debt. Can you explain that to me? You know, are there any stopgap measures to prevent customers from falling into debt? Or is there? Are you providing education or awareness to customers on responsible purchasing behavior?
Yeah, so it's literally impossible for a customer by design to get into that snowball, a vicious snowball.
Right, right.
So maybe I would draw a comparison to a credit card right now. If someone were to take a credit card, the model of a credit card, I would say, is a bit broken for the average Malaysian, where the cards are stacked against them. The fees and the profitability of a credit card stems from primarily users missing their payments, the consumers who have outstanding balances. You get charged compounding interest, that's one. You get charged financing fees or late fees. And to add insult to the injury, you still pay an annual fee. And typically, this is quite expensive. Mm-hmm. So that's how we... In cases of credit card debt, people get stuck because compounding interest, the fees just keep adding up. So when you talk about Split, when we were developing it, by design, we noticed this alternative of credit cards and we said, why don't we flip this model upside down, where we don't make money when consumers miss payments. We only make money if there is responsible and timely payments every month. So immediately, there is an disincentive for us to give out as much installments to our customers. There is no reason for us to provide a credit line multiples of someone's monthly salary. We put a lot of safeguards because that's the only way us as a business can sustain if the consumers are paying us back. So again, no interest for consumers, no late fees, no financing charges. It does sound like I said, a bit too good to be true. But for us, our goal is to really create a more delightful, favorable and preferred way to pay without the pitfalls of a credit card.
All right. So, Dylan, you mentioned that you have about 300 merchants on board right now. How do you onboard these merchants? And do you have a specific segment that seems to be working for you right now?
Yeah. So, when we first started, I was literally calling merchants one by one. Like, hey, would you like to work with Split? I reached out to my friends who ran businesses back home in Malaysia. And then they would say, okay, I'll try it out. And they were like our guinea pigs, so to speak. And then when we were able to demonstrate to my friends that, hey, we were able to deliver you incremental business, then we created a really compelling case for businesses to partner with us. And then that's where we sort of recruited a team that can help with the outreach of merchants. And then they would reach out to a merchant, pitch this case study and say, look, this is what we can do for you. This is what you can expect to achieve. And then we have a number of merchants signing up initially. I think it reached a point where we started to sign up typically flagship or tier one merchants, where brands that are very recognizable to Malaysians. For example, recently we got Dyson on board, and as a result, you know, it's evidence that we were able to deliver so much value to a number of businesses that even big household brands are also signing up. So that was that, and I think moving forward, how we intend to reach even more merchants is through partnerships. For example, if you are setting up an e-commerce store, an Easy Store right now, which is an e-commerce platform in Malaysia, there's an easy way for you to add Split as your payment method onto your store. We are also partnered with GHL, it's another payments company in Malaysia, where we are delivering our BNPL, Buy Now Pay Later service to their merchants and thousands of retailers across the country. So it's a combination of us reaching out to merchants, merchants reaching out to us, which is another increasingly effective channel, and through partnerships with bigger companies in Malaysia who have access to even more retailers and merchants.
How much is this going to cost on the merchant's end, you know, upon sign up and with each customer that enrolls with Split?
Yeah, typically they'll pay in the middle single-digit percentages, our success fee. So usually it's about, I would say, a range anywhere between 4 to 8%.
Right. We're going to take a quick break now for some messages. But when we come back, we discuss the challenges in introducing Split to the market. Stay tuned to Open for Business with Split, BFM 89.9.
I have a dream.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to Open for Business. My name is Audrey Raj. Online with me right now, I have the co-founder of Pay with Split, or better known as Split, Dylan Tan. Dylan, before the break, we were talking about how the Split platform benefits consumers, benefits merchants. But what would you attribute your success to thus far? Because you've done pretty well in your first year of operations here in Malaysia. 10 million in revenue for your Malaysian merchants alone. What do you attribute this success to?
I think it all boils down to how much value we can deliver to our merchants and consumers. If we have a great product for them, they will be using our service. I think from the merchant's perspective, we were able to clearly demonstrate to them working with us that we could deliver them incremental revenue. Partner with us, instead of offering unsustainable discounts, which affect, you know, your sustainability of your business, offer Split instead. Pay us a fraction of what you would offer for discounts, and we can deliver you that sales that you need to run your business. For the consumers, it's a no-brainer. If you can break down your purchases into up to 3 interest-free installments, it makes it easier for them to spread out their budget. So again, for the consumer, no extra fees, no extra charges, it's a no-brainer. And I think when we are able to build up a base of merchants and a base of users, we create that ecosystem where we have a great directory of merchants to shop from. We also build a sizable number of users, and then we can sort of let users meet merchants and let merchants meet new users, and it creates that value, the additional value. So every time a new merchant is added or a new user uses our service, it becomes more valuable for everyone involved. So I think being able to build that flywheel effect was very important in helping us grow to where we are right now.
I also want to ask why you call yourselves Malaysia's first channel agnostic BNPL platform. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's a very fancy way of saying that we operate wherever Malaysians are doing business. So typically in a BNPL space around the world, you would see them either on an e-commerce store or you see them in a physical retail outlet with a QR code you can scan. But being from Malaysia, I understand that there are a massive long tail of businesses who run without a storefront. You'll see people selling on Instagram, on Facebook. You'll see them selling on live streams. I'm sure a lot of people have bought stuff on live streams before. And I think Split is sort of able to offer our service to these businesses who don't have storefronts. So someone who is selling on Instagram or a live stream can easily offer Split to their customers without an e-commerce store, without a physical store. So I think that's a huge value that we bring to Malaysian businesses, particularly because we know that they operate in very unique ways.
Whom would you call your competitors in this space?
I think overwhelmingly so, and I don't find this unique to Malaysia. We see this around the world. Banks are primarily the biggest competitors with their with credit cards. I think for me, it's more to, my goal and the monumental task is to educate consumers that there is a more favorable, friendly way to pay that does not give you the pitfalls of a credit card. Allows you deferred payments, but does not give you the very often expensive fees of a credit card. And once we're able to demonstrate that, you know, I would see a shift to the mindset of the consumer. Like, credit card is not where we want to go. Buy now, pay later is a way more friendly alternative for me to shop and spend.
So what would you call your USP in this space? Because we've heard of other BNPL players coming into the market just over this last year. What's your USP?
Yeah, I think first of all, we want to build a really localized product for Malaysians and Malaysian businesses. On the merchant side, again, anywhere they operate their business, split can also be offered for them. I think that's quite unique in this BNPL space. I think for the consumer, it's also compelling that we are the only one, as far as I know, among major players that does not charge any late fees or any kind of fees for missing payments to consumers. As a Malaysian, I know how much we hate getting charged late fees and sort of like charges we never expected. We completely scrapped that part of it. I think for the merchant as well, we want to be able to give them wider coverage of consumers. We noticed that a lot of Malaysians, while using a lot of debit cards, we also see a massive segment of consumers who are doing bank transfers with FBX. So I guess right now what I can see, we're the only one that gives consumers the ability to repay their installments using FBX, and Malaysians seem to really love it. For me, our USP is we want to stay ahead of the curve. Wherever we keep talking to our merchants, we keep talking to our consumers, wherever we see a need for them, we want to be able to fill that gap and deliver to them.
I want to come back to the topic of risk. Are there potential risks to any party here, to the buyer, to the merchant, or even to split?
Yeah. For the consumer, it's at what they see is what they get. You pay completely transparent, up to 3 installments, no charges. If you miss a payment, there is no like secret hidden fee that gets charged to your account. So they don't have to worry about seeing a nasty bill at the end of the month. But what they see is what they pay. For the merchant, the cash flow is really important to them. We pay them upfront in full, so they do not have to worry about collecting money from the consumer. I think we also undertake a really comprehensive fraud management process as well, implemented numerous methods to make sure our customers' credit card or debit card or payment details, personal data is protected. I think that's very important to us to build that trust for the consumer. For Split, of course, there is an element of credit risk when people are supposed to pay us back the installments every month. But I think that's where the tech part of fintech, financial technology comes in, where we want to be able to mitigate that, building a fantastic, risk management process to make sure that the consumers can make their payments every month.
Have there been any other challenges in introducing Split to the Malaysian market?
Yeah, I think for me, the education part for consumers is really important. All the BNPLs are not created equal. I think we have a fairly unique proposition to consumers and merchants, and I want to be able to address a lot of the misconceptions that people have around the world about BNPL. I think that would be one of my challenges. Like, when you have a preconceived notion of what BNPL is after looking at it around the world, I don't want to be painted on the same brush with other players. And therefore, my task is to make sure that I can educate consumers that this is a more favorable option, is friendlier to you.
And how are you planning to do that? Or how are you doing that?
Yeah, I think by what we're doing and our experience with customers, they get to see for themselves what's the difference between us and other players. So I think the first most important thing that we've seen is that the no late fees thing. We've had a lot of positive feedback from consumers. Like, I had to miss a payment, I had a sudden medical expense, I lost my job, but Split did not charge me anything extra for missing that payment. And I think often when you look at the news around the world, looking at BNPLs around the world, some of them get under the spotlight because the late fees that they're charging can be quite significant. For us, we want to take the approach where, you know, Malaysians, we understand that sometimes that you have unexpected expenses. We make it a policy, zero fees at all if you miss your payments. No one will ever get punished for financial hardship. And ties back, I would say you can never get into a snowball debt with Split.
Right. I'm just thinking that, you know, while that sounds great and it's obviously a unique selling point, but it does pose a major risk to the company, to Split itself, right? Because people can take advantage of something like that, knowing that they will not be charged any late fee.
Yeah, I think that that's a very valid point. And before we started to build this business, that was one of our main considerations. Should we charge a late fee for consumers? But I think overwhelmingly so. In the past year, we've delivered our service to tens of thousands of Malaysians. What I can say is that, look, when you charge a late fee to consumers, you are punishing the consumers that are acting in good faith with you. Right? They say they lost their job, medical expense, or sudden emergency. You don't want to punish those people because it wasn't in their control. And if someone is acting in bad faith and doesn't want to pay you back in the first place, you're just giving them an extra reason not to pay you back. So why would we want to punish a good customer and give someone who is acting in bad faith an extra reason not to pay us back? I think it also ties into how we work with our customers. We take a very human-centric approach. When a customer misses a payment, our team reaches out to them, tries to understand their situation, and tries to work out either an alternative payment method or an alternative payment date or maybe an alternative payment plan. The goal is that we really treat our users as humans on the other side of the transaction. And I think it reflects in the repayments for our consumers and the experience that we've delivered. Yeah.
Was any regulatory approval required to embark on a business model like this?
No, not for us. Again, we don't charge consumers any interest. We don't charge them any late fees. It's basically a deferred payment for our purchase.
So what's the next phase then? You know, how do you see the platform developing and growing from what it currently provides?
Yeah, I think Buy Now, Pay Later is really in its infancy in Malaysia right now. And in a short to medium term, we want to bring this service to more consumers and more businesses, deliver our value proposition to them. But I think in the much bigger picture, let's step out and take a bird's eye view of this space. We've seen that, I think, our view of BNPL is that it is a credit stepping stone for everyday Malaysians. We find that the people who use Split, typically younger millennials, older Gen Zs, this is the first time they are ever using or touching a credit or a deferred payment product in their lives. Banks typically won't serve them. Banks don't have information about them. There's no credit scores about these people. I think a lot of the younger Malaysians can relate. You're probably living with your parents. You don't pay your telco bill. You don't pay your utility bill. You don't have a loan. How can banks have a score about you? So Split is in a unique position where we have numerous Malaysians using our service. We can build that relationship with them, inculcate a really positive repayment and positive credit behavior. And our goal is to eventually graduate them into more advanced forms of credit. For example, you want to take an education loan or you want to take a loan for a motorbike or a car eventually. Because you've built that relationship with Split, I can say, hey, look, you know what? In the past 2 or 3 years, I know you're an amazing user. You've made your payments on time, made your payments early. I'm confident enough to offer you something bigger down the road. But for us to get there are so many steps. And then the BNPL just happens to be the first step for us. We have a much bigger vision of filling that financial inclusion gap that banks or traditional financial institutions can't serve. Now, I'll just end off on this point by citing a couple of statistics. Half of all car loans in Malaysia are rejected. Half of all house loans for first-time buyers are also rejected. This doesn't mean that 50% of people are not creditworthy. It doesn't mean that traditional financial institutions don't have enough data or scores about them. That's where we come in and fill that gap. So help these consumers get into their next stage in life with their major purchases.
Right. And for our listeners out there who are keen to learn more about Split and also for merchants as well to contact you, is there a website that they can go to?
Yeah, we can go to paywithsplit.co. It's the same handle on Instagram, paywithsplit, if you want to come and follow us. We are at a stage where we are growing really fast, and I'm looking to expand our team in Malaysia, all across Malaysia, for various roles. And I would love to grow that team. And if anyone is looking into this space, would love to get in touch with you.
Right. Dylan, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks, Audrey. It was great speaking with you.
I've been speaking with co-founder of Pay with Split, Dylan Tan. Now, if you missed out on any part of this interview, you can catch the podcast on our website, bfm.my. You can also look for the podcast on the BFM app, on iTunes, or on Spotify, or anywhere else you get your podcast fix. We'll be back again same time tomorrow for more Open for Business. Till then, this is Audrey Raj signing off for Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.